Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Paul and Jordana and DJ on Friday. Hope your Friday is going well. Hope you can sneak outside or camp outside. It is weather perfection out there right now.
The
Twin Cities Auto Show coming up on May 14th. It runs from the 14th to the 22nd at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. There will be at least 17 different EVs out there, including the Ford Lightning, the F-150, the electric version. And you can drive most of these EVs and just get a feel for what it's like. People are skeptical, and I get that when it comes to electric vehicles. And I say, look, suspend your disbelief. Before you hate on EVs, drive one, because it may change how you feel about electric vehicles. Joining us now is Brendan Jordan. He's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He is VP Transportation of Fuels at Great Plains Institute and also involved with Drive Electric MN. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Absolutely. And look, I know you're high on EVs, too. The number one source of greenhouse gases is transportation sector. So electrifying planes, trains, automobiles, buses, that's a big part of getting us to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. And I found that interesting. More methane, more CO2 emitted through transportation. A lot of that is commuting than, you know, generating electricity or even agriculture. So I'm just curious what you think specifically about the environmental impact. One of our listeners said, Paul, I'm curious if you've compared the worldwide environmental impact of the production and use of EVs versus gas-powered vehicles. This comes up a lot, you know, about the batteries and what goes into the batteries and are they recyclable? How do you answer that question, Brendan?
Well, Paul, there's pretty clear answers here when it comes to the relative greenhouse gas impact of electric vehicles versus gasoline or diesel vehicles. Great Plains Institute has done some research looking at this issue specific to Minnesota, because, of course, it matters how you produce the electricity. So we looked at the average grid impact in Minnesota of charging an EV. And we looked at specific utilities like Xcel. So for most customers in the Twin Cities, that's your utility. And we found that in the Xcel service territory, an EV is going to do about 65% better than a gasoline vehicle. In the rest of the state, it's about 53% better. And you can do much better if you want to buy electricity from a renewable electricity program like Windsource. Or, of course, people have the opportunity to integrate solar EV charging by putting on rooftop solar. So it is clearly better, and it's getting better all the time. You know, Paul, you mentioned that transportation is now the largest source. It didn't used to be. Electricity used to be the largest source, but the electric grid is getting cleaner and cleaner year after year. You know, in Minnesota, Xcel is committed to being totally decarbonized by 2050. So EVs are cleaner and getting cleaner all the time.
Okay.
Hey, Brendan, it's Jordana. Thank you for joining us. I'm curious to know, I have an electric vehicle, but I also have a gas-powered one. We are always worried about driving the electric vehicle, and that's the only vehicle my husband and I share, the other one's for the kids, down to Rochester, because it's 90 miles. I only get 170 on my, mine's a very old electric vehicle. So I only get 170,000 miles or 180,000. We get nervous. And then I remember when we were down there, Mark was like panicked. You know, we had 20 miles left and some of the electric chargers didn't work. So he was running all over Rochester, kind of like panicking. When do you think we'll see greater infrastructure with this grid of superchargers and where you can charge?
Jordana, that's a great question and a totally fair question, and it's a big area for improvement. There are some improvements ahead. I think Minnesota's done a very good job of making some key investments. We have the opportunity to invest in some charging stations with some funding from a lawsuit, the Volkswagen pollution lawsuit. So that was really how we got started. But there's a lot of money coming down to us through the federal infrastructure bill, IIJA program. We're going to be receiving $68 million. We have the opportunity, if the legislature would act, to add, additional 20% for the required non-federal match, that would make that funding go even further. And really what the goal with that program is to create, instead of having one plug at a station, they'd be faster and they'd have at least four plugs. So if there's a problem with one of the plugs, there's three other options. You don't have to wait in line if somebody's already using it. And so that's really going to improve our network. It's going to take a few years to build it out, but I think there are some improvements ahead.
Hey, Brendan, I'm curious to get your take on this. My understanding of history is that people change their mind if they can get more performance for less money. It's like a light bulb goes off. It's like, why wouldn't I do that? There's still this perception, and I'm curious if it's a reality, that greater Minnesota, people who live well away from the metro, they can't, many of them still are not sure that they can make this work with electric vehicles because of the paucity, the lack of charging stations as you get farther away from the Twin Cities metro. You just talked about that. Just curious, is the legislature on the right track with some of this additional money that's coming in? What else needs to happen where we have as many charging stations as we do gas stations?
Well, first of all, I'll just give a lot of credit to our partners at the rural electric co-ops who are really doing a lot of great work to help support their customers that are interested in this technology. I don't think there's any reason people in rural areas can't use EVs. I mean, if you look at the average miles driven per day, it's more like 40 instead of 30 for the metro area. So it's really not a lot more. The other thing is that most charging happens at home. And so, people in rural areas still have garages, and they, just like people in the city, they can do most of their charging at home and benefit from really cheap electric rates. I mean, we're talking about rates that would give you the equivalent of 50 cents to a dollar a gallon for electricity, equivalent to gasoline. Wow. And I think these corridor networks we're building out will help a lot, too, to make that feasible.
I did the calculations. I'm spending about a third as much per mile getting around, and I have 300 miles of range. And even on the really coldest days of winter, when it's 0-10 below, the battery degrades by about 10 or 15%. I have a little bit less range in the winter, and you just plan for that. But it does force you to kind of figure out, all right, tomorrow, how many miles do I have to drive? Do I need to charge it all the way up, or do I keep it kind of in the middle of the bell curve for battery health? But the last question I have, with gas so expensive now, I think a lot of people are doing the math, and I couldn't help but notice that the share of EVs doubled in Q1. It went from 2.5% to over 5%. So we still have a long way to go when it comes to electric vehicles, but it seems like more and more Americans are doing the math and trying to figure out if it could work for their household, right?
Absolutely. I think it's the fastest growing segment. And so I think a lot of people are doing that math. And, when you see watch the Super Bowl and see a whole bunch of EV ads, that has an impact. So it's entering the public consciousness, and people are becoming more aware of what the benefits are.
Okay.
Brendan Jordan, Vice President at Great Plains Institute. We appreciate the education and the positive outlook. I hope this all things are coming down the pipe that you're saying, and it does get easier to be an electric vehicle owner.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.